Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every single day. Thank you for being here. It means you're working on the same thing. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, men in America are dying at ever younger ages. But what's behind these mortality rates? Why is longevity a fleeting thing for men in America? Number two, Joe Biden's energy secretary and former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm has been found in violation of federal law by engaging in political activity during her official capacity in the cabinet. But will anything happen? She violated the Hatch Act. You see, she violated the Hatch Act, apparently. We'll get to that. And number three, not only are Joe Biden's numbers in the toilet and people are asking, how did it get so wrong? But it seems there are some that are more willing to jump up and drive his numbers even lower, believe it or not. And how low are those numbers? Well, let me tell you, he's minus 18. I've never seen minus 18. Not even with Donald Trump have I ever seen minus 18. And I'm talking about for an average. For an average. Actually, it's minus 18.1. His average approval, according to Real Clear Politics, is 38.8%. His disapproval is 56.9%. So basically, it's 57 to 39. That's a destruction, an 18-point destruction, which means make no mistake at all. If that holds through the midterms, and it likely will, it will leave the Democrat Party as a regional party only. As they fool around with high gas prices and high grocery prices and inflation like you've never seen in your lifetime and only the second time in mine, maybe you have. Many people have not. It's crushing inflation. I mean, most people, when they look up and see $5 a gallon gasoline, and yes, they're going to buy gas, and no, they can't afford an EV, it is a crushing, it's emotionally crushing. It is an emotionally devastating thing. Because they look up and it's like they're deflated because they've worked hard, they got a raise, things are going better, and all of a sudden, whoosh, it's deflating because they realize all the money they've made doesn't mean they get an extra vacation or an extra toy of some sort to play with, to unwind after a long day. No, they have to put it all in their gas tank. There won't be a new bicycle. There won't be a new video game. There won't be a chance to go to the movies because those are expensive too, right? No, none of those things. Right. But just in time for Christmas, speaking of gifts and toys and things, just in time for Christmas for Republicans, along comes Hillary Clinton. God bless her. Because Hillary Clinton is back out in front of the TV cameras reminding millions of Americans why they must never vote for Democrats ever again. It's bite number six. Hillary's back. Bite six. Go.
Because you cannot let those who attacked our Capitol and those who urged them on to do so act with impunity. That's what happens in dictatorships and authoritarian regimes. So I think it's important that people recognize if there were ever a time to vote and to vote literally for your rights and our future, it's this midterm.
Yeah. You can't let people that actively worked against an American presidential administration to undermine them out of spite. You can't let people get away with that, can you, Hillary? Well, that's different. Of course it is. The bought and paid for Steele dossier, bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton, that's quite clear. We know that now. We have a president in the White House now whose son's a junkie who has extorted millions of dollars from Russia, Ukraine, China, and who knows where else, and shared a good portion of those proceeds with his father. Yes, the president of the United States. It seems pretty clear that there's something wrong there when you listen to the voicemails from Joe Biden saying, I think you're in the clear. In the clear? What are you in the clear from? He left that voicemail that's now come up on that laptop. Remember the laptop that the media wouldn't let you know anything about prior to the last election. And 5% of the people that voted in the last election said, that voted for Biden, that is, said that would have impacted their vote. at least 4 million votes would have been impacted. 4 million. You think there would have been 10,000 in Arizona and 10,000 in Georgia and 20,000 in Wisconsin? Yeah, quite possibly. But the media didn't tell you the truth about that now, did they? Anyhow, Hillary is the gift that just keeps on giving, and she suggests that Donald Trump, the former president, is still somehow a dictator. It's really remarkable how addled her brain is. Bite number 7, Hillary keeps on giving. Bite 7, go.
I really can't. But what I can imagine is staying as active and outspoken as I can, because I think our country is really on the precipice scale. I think that we are looking at not only the erosion of these rights, the throwing the door open to unfettered, unregulated gun access, but we're also looking at dismantling the federal government, how it protects our air and our water and everything else that goes along with it.
Do you think our democracy is at stake? We're looking at the January 6th hearings.
I do.
You think the democracy is at stake?
I do.
As we sit here today.
The dismantling of the federal government. You see, Hillary, as an attorney, knows what's going to happen with West Virginia v. EPA that I've been talking to you about for some time now. Hillary knows the dismantling of the federal government. No, the rebuilding of the federal government, the reconstituting of the federal government, putting power back where it belongs with the elected representatives of Congress and the state legislatures, taking power away from these unelected bureaucrats who write rules and run roughshod over the citizens of this country. That's what we're doing. We're righting the ship. We are righting the ship. And so it's important for you to understand what's really happening. And what's really happening is we're waiting to see if the Supreme Court does the right thing. This, and again, it doesn't matter. If you hate Mitch McConnell, so it is. But Mitch McConnell was the mastermind. He's the one that took the gamble and said no to Merrick Garland. By the way, Merrick Garland wouldn't be on the Supreme Court either way. Hillary Clinton was asked about whether she would keep Merrick Garland's nomination or push for someone else before the election of 2016, and she said she would select her own justices. She was clear about that. She was clear about that. And so Merrick Garland wouldn't be there either way. Now you know, right? Now you know, if you had any doubts. So, the dismantling of the United States government, the end of democracy, by what? Giving the power back to elected officials? That's how dishonest these people are. Destroying democracy by giving the voice back to the people. How dare they let the people speak? You see how misguided that is? And how wrong-minded that is? The regulatory state is out of control, has been since Franklin Roosevelt unleashed that beast. When we come back, we'll have David Safarian. Yeah, there you go. From the American Conservative Union. Easy for me to say.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Justin Verlander shut down the Yankees on 4 hits on Friday night, allowed 1 run, lowered his ERA to 2.28 while picking up his 9th win. No one's really surprised Verlander's defying the odds to make a comeback at 39 after missing 2 years to Tommy John surgery, but that doesn't make what he's doing any less remarkable. JV has gone at least 6 innings in all but 3 starts, 7 or 8 innings in half of his starts. He's allowed more than 3 earned runs twice. Opponents are hitting 190 with no power. Verlander's average fastball velocity is exactly where it was before surgery at 95, and all 4 pitches remain plus offerings. Verlander has said he'd like to pitch until he's 45. Heck, with a rebuilt arm, now it might be closer to 50.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.